microphone master. The most innovative, understated, brothers out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, they love plays rock in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the press. East Coast, worldwide, to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, pipe right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery, magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. Hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Micromaster, J-Lo, place rock, banging and fine.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. My name is Jay Love, and beside me is my homeboy, my line partner, my dog, my ace boom coon, as we like to say. Blaze Rock, what's going on, man?
Hey, chillin', man. We over here with the Battlefield 3 representing Gangsterish on the DubCNN.com's Microphone Masters.
Yep. yeah. So we about to get into it. I think we have a cool show episode lined up for you today. And to start it off, this past week, we had a passing of a hip-hop legend. It's not everybody that's in hip-hop is not a legend.
But this dude's a legend.
This dude's a legend.
Yeah, definitely.
Heavy D passed away on this past Tuesday. And I want to, we have a couple songs we're going to play. One song from Heavy and a dedication by DJ Quick. But I wanted my recollection of Heavy, and as I was prepping for the show, one of the cool things that really came across is the way that I think of Heavy when I think of Heavy D is smooth.
Right.
And a lot of the stories said smooth rap star passed away, smooth this, smooth that, and that is Heavy, because when around the time when his album, when his second album came out, that's when I started to get hipped on Heavy. Was in 1989, it was the Big Time album.
Right.
And so big dude, wasn't afraid to dance and be smooth and go after the ladies, and he had songs like Easy Does It, Do It Easy. I remember when I bought that cassette, I played it out. He had flexing, and he wasn't talking about hurting people. He was talking about getting the ladies. He was doing real smooth stuff. Wasn't trying to be some super duper lyrical MC. He was just a quality artist, and he was the kind of guy that, and I didn't know the guy, but from a musical standpoint, he's the kind of artist that I would have liked to have sat down and had a cup of coffee with and say, yeah, man, tell me about you as an artist, Heavy, because you just seem kind of interesting and laid back that way. That's kind of like how, and one of his songs that kind of stuck out to me was one, the song Black Coffee, which is about his
black thing, coffee, black no women. Sugar, no cream.
And that was a cool song as well, and he had an album which he dedicated to the passing of one of his real close friends, and Heavy was just a very well-rounded artist, and so he'll definitely be missed.
Absolutely. You know, hey, and on another note, even about Heavy D, I think, you know, we've gotten to a point where I think we may forget in some ways some of the things that, I mean, this is just my opinion, I always felt like some of the things that Puffy implemented for Biggie were built off of kind of the archetype that Heavy D created. You know, because the standard media way of doing things, it's got to be a, you know, muscular, you know, thin dude, good looking, whatever. And Heavy pretty much defied that stereotype altogether. And in doing so, I think he kind of established a style that hip hop still accepts, you know, to this day. We got folks like Rick Ross and whatnot that I honestly don't think exist in the manner that they do if there's no Heavy D. So, I mean, there's, you know, I think it's a loss, it's a big loss. I think it was a shock to everybody. It makes you appreciate life that much more each day.
Definitely does. And one of the things that with Heavy D, as I mentioned, just his kind of his smooth style, he had that confidence about him, and I think that's one of the things that my wife that's one of the things that she liked about Heavy, was it was cuddly like a teddy bear. And he even put that sometimes in his lyrics, right. Things like that. But we're going to get into a couple songs. One is it's by DJ Quick. It's called Heavy, Mr. Big Stuff. I think it's a real cool dedication that Quick came up with. And some, it's always cool when you see some of these artists that can come up with these dedications and they're not cheesy, but they come up with them very so quickly.
Yeah,
Quick did a great job of that. And then also Heavy D, it's called Big Daddy. It's one of his real smooth ones that came a little later on in his career. So DJ Quick, Heavy D, so you'll be missed, Heavy D, rest in peace. You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com.
Woo!
Same page, made New Jack Swing sound like the new thing, make gangsters wanna sing. Mr. Big Stuff, strictly big time, the overweight lovers in the house with big rhymes, make a nigga go to Mount Vernon and spend mine, taking the chips out, bringing the chicks out, Heavy Dizzle, my big grizzle, gave me a tip to make my music sizzle, uptown, any town, any city, out of town, make a nigga throw on his record and watch him get down, you did that, now you get that, props from a skinny nigga in them Compton shacks, you rock the low fade, then rock class, you even helped Biggie go from gold to flat, just a superstar throwing off pass, but you went supernova galaxy pass, no more earthbind, you can fly higher. Rest in peace, Dwight, Arrington Myers, Heavy.
Uptown,
official.
You ain't know?
Yeah.
What the deal? I wanna know, is this love for real? Or could it be lust that I feel? You got it going on and on, like a wheel. Fly sex appeal, physique extra ill. Smell sweet, dress to kill. You got me open like a token. Hot and smoking, jacuzzi, bubble bath, laughing, joking. Candlelight, talking about how you and your X-Men fight. Tropical sight, beach sand white. Listen, seafood dishes. Wine cooler, champagne wishes, waterbed head, fine dude with some riches. You're lovable, huggable, I love the cute mugging. As long as I'm around and down, nothing could ever trouble you.
How'd your body,
say what?
The way you touch me,
right.
Driving in your Caddy, you can be my big daddy.
Spend quality time, cute face, haircut like the Halle design. Keep my dad laced up with fly gear and makeup, but you should see her when she wake up. Never could we break up. Shop till you drop, cause the cream don't stop. Buy your bunch of outfits to sexy and hot, so she could look good for FD. Overweight loving MC, rub you gently. You know it's Steve, big CEO, sex OT. Mac game similar next to Goldie Flex.
You might feel me
creeping through your room late at night. It's hell, her water better. Instead, so get it right, you be like that. It's that big man we all love to like.
That's right.
Game airtight while you caught up in the hype.
That's right.
Heavy Niggy, Niggy be jiggy. Baby, you ready for Big Daddy?
How won't your body?
Say what?
The way you touch.
Here we go, mama.
Driving in your Caddy.
That's right.
You can
That's right.
be my big
time. You genuine and you fine. Vision you like dollar sign. Booby all
all that and then some. Job all that, mad income. And New York is where she represent from. 24-7, you the one that I be sweating. You a dime, that's no question. Couldn't be nothing less than sexually the best next to me. I confess, you got me hooked on like phonics. Or weed heads on chronic. Now sip your ready. You give them all like Demi. Good and plenty. Nothing could compare to you. Boo, I swear to you. I feel for you. For real for you. All I wanna do is be with you. Might even steal for you. You walk like, you talk like, you sexy. When you kiss me, you bless me, undress me, caress me. You on my mind like all the time. You genuine and you fine. Vision you like dollar sign. Yeah, yeah.
How your body, say what? The way you touch me, touch
my baby.
Listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Leaks. And I'm not talking about the little boy in the dike that's putting his finger in the hole to prevent all the water from rushing through the brick wall. I'm talking about leaks. Well, leaks in hip-hop.
Well, nowadays, you figuratively are kind of speaking about that.
Now, it's inevitable that when a release comes, whether it's a Lil Wayne or a Jay-Z or Kanye, whatever, whoever the artist is, or Rick Ross, that their album will inevitably leak. And I know, and I wanted to bring this up to you because I know that you're somebody who likes to, you'll listen to an album that before going to buy it, or once it's released, or right before it's released, and then make your decision on going to purchase said album or not.
I'm gonna keep it 100. As soon as it leaks, I listen.
Okay.
I know a lot of people don't like to admit that, but I'm one of those people. When I'm waiting on the leak more than I'm waiting on the release. And it ain't because I don't want to, I don't want to support the artists. I understand the artists make their money from their projects. I get that. I'm just saying that, nowadays you really got to be careful with what you agree to purchase. A lot of this stuff is garbage.
Yeah, and to that point, I want to, and the reason that made me bring it up is because Drake's album leaked, and this past week, a week and a half ago, something along those lines, and my wife, who is a big Drake fan, and this is where I'm kind of going with this, she says, Drake's album comes out on such and such a day, and I said, I don't care, but she's one of those fans, and she's somebody that, even if it was available, she wouldn't download it, she would want to buy the album. Right. So do you think that leaks have a significant impact on sales, or do you think it maybe depends upon who the artist is targeting in terms of, is it male and female? Is it mostly male, mostly female? Do you think that makes a difference when it comes to leaks and how it impacts sales?
Well, you know what? I'm one of the people who subscribes to the idea that if people who are going to buy an album are going to buy it anyway.
Right.
I'm also one of those people that says, if an album is a great album, people are going to go and buy it regardless. And the people who download it and don't buy it, they probably weren't going to buy it anyway. You know what I mean?
True.
I think there's a small percentage of people who download music and have no intention whatsoever of supporting an album that they like. I think there's a large percentage of people who do download albums because they're curious. They don't want to have to, it's one thing to be said about the opportunity to listen to an album in its entirety, on your own time, in the manner that you prefer, as opposed to having to sit and sample, or, you get 90 seconds, or maybe you get the whack 90 seconds of the album, And so, I think we're at an age that a lot of the artists are aware, they're ready for it. I know Drake, speaking of Drake, had mentioned how, he wasn't bothered by the leaks, and he expects the leak, and I think, as much as he's a cotton candy, I think it's dope the way he has approached the new society of hip hop in terms of leaks and downloads and whatnot. I think it's dope the way he's going about it. I really think most people are doing it like I do. You listen to an album, if it's dope, you go and buy it, or you go and support the artist in some way. I know there's some artists who I won't actually buy the album, but I'll make sure that I buy a ticket or I'll make sure, you know, or I'll buy something from them directly. You know, there's some artists where you know that they're just getting jerked over, you know, and I'm not big on supporting, you know, leeches in some cases. In other cases, hey, I don't care. I just want to make sure that this artist continues to put out records. But I'll tell you right now, this is not hip-hop, but there's one artist, straight up, no matter what, I don't even have to listen to it, and I automatically buy two albums, and that's Anthony Hamilton. Straight up.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
So, I mean, that, and I, you know, and I still feel, and I feel like with your wife and Drake, and I know some people that are similar that way, you know, it's a certain artist that, if they drop an album, you're gonna get it. If it's garbage, you're just gonna be mad, but they, you know, you're gonna get it anyway, you know?
Right. That's true. Well, sure, we're going to get into an artist whose album leaked out a little early as well. J. Cole's called Lost Ones. Mobb Deep called Conquer. And the GZA featuring a litany of artists that's called Gone. So we're going to get into those. J. Cole, Mobb Deep, the RZA. You're listening to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Word.
Trying to talk. Now I ain't trying to spend a night with you. I'm kind of lost, see. I've been giving this some thought lately, and frankly, I'm feeling like we ain't ready in this. Hold up now, let me finish. Think about it, baby. Me and you, we still kids ourselves. How we gonna raise a kid by herself? Handle biz by herself. A nigga barely over 20, where the hell we gonna live? Where am I gonna get that money? I refuse to bring my boy and my girl in this world when I ain't got shit to give them. And I'm not with the niggas who be knocking girls up and skate out. Girl, you gotta think about how the options wait out. What's the way out? And I ain't too proud to tell you that I cry sometimes. I cry sometimes about it. And girl, I know it hurt, but if this world was perfect, then we can make it work, but I doubt it. And I ain't too proud to tell you that I cry sometimes. I cry sometimes about it. And girl, I know it hurt, but if this world was perfect, then we can make it work,
you got doubt it. Come up to me talking about abortion. This my body, nigga, so don't think you finna force shit. See, I knew that this is how you act, so typical. Said you love me, oh, but now you flipping like reciprocals. It figures, though, I should've known that you was just another nigga. No different from them other niggas who be claiming that they love you just to get up in them draw. Knowing all the right things to say, I let you hit it raw, motherfucker. Now I'm pregnant, you don't wanna get involved, motherfucker. Trying to take away your life, is you God, motherfucker? I don't think so, This a new life up in my stomach, regardless if I'm your wife. This new life here, I'ma love it. I ain't budging, I just do this by my motherfucking self. See, my mama raised me without no motherfucking help from a man. But I still don't understand how you can say that. Did you forget all those conversations that we had way back about your father, and you told me that you hate that nigga? Talking about he a coward, and you so glad that you ain't that nigga. Cause he left your mama when she had you, and he ain't shit. And here you go doing the same shit. You ain't shit, nigga. And I ain't too proud to tell you that I cry sometimes. I cry sometimes about it. And boy, that shit hurt. And ain't nobody perfect. Still, we can make it work, but you doubt it. And I ain't too proud to tell you that I cry sometimes. I cry sometimes about it. And boy, that shit hurt. And ain't nobody perfect. Still, we can make it work, but you doubt it. Everything happens for a reason. And people change like the seasons. They grow apart. She wanted him to show his heart and say he loved her. He spoke the magic words, and on the same day he fucked her. Now she wide open. She put a ring up on his finger if she could, but he loved her cause the pussy good. But she ain't a wife though. Uh-oh, she telling him she missed a period like typos. He panicking, froze up like a mannequin. A light grows inside her. Now he asking, is it even mine? What if this bitch ain't even pregnant, dog? Cause she be lying. She be crying cause he acting distant. Like ever since I told you this nigga, you acting different. And all this niggas saying, man, these hoes be trapping niggas. Playing with niggas' emotions like they some action figures. Swear they get pregnant for collateral. It's like extortion. Man, is that bitch really pregnant? Tell her get an abortion. But what about your seed?
That means we coming.
Oh my God. Yeah, who won?
money, who got the stomach for this horror? Gut spill, how you praying to the Holy Father? Dear Lord, I ain't mean to be an imbecile. Thought it was a game, now you know it's really real. When you feel still, press against warm skin. Ain't no turning back, nigga, now you all in. Get curious, I'll show you how to reap a look. All tough, but when you get there, don't be a wuss. All shook, nah, he the crook, son. I'm seeing tears and it's not a good look, son. Aw, fuck it, let the little nigga live. Yeah, right, they had these other niggas at my way. No mercy, shit left me about. Years ago, I don't let him in, I see him out. And now he on the floor just bleeding out. You know it's on when you see me and my team out.
We conquer, overpower and crush. Come and get washed up. We conquer, overpower and crush those opposed our stuff. We conquer, overpower and crush. Come and get washed up. Yeah. Overpower and crush, yeah. Come and get washed up. Ease back, easy man, move before we sweep that. Lame ass team that you got off of V-Map. Recap, pull it back, please do repeat that. Queens rap, we got more than a little that. We used to daydream on the bench, how we could seize this and conquer like the British. Your snapbacks and fitties getting soaked up. No love, the boys back, we show up. Soldier up, you know it up. Come and get folded up, you bitches attracted to all of this madness. She want a felon, she ain't fucking with no graduates. Bad hood bitch magnet, I'm a savage. They just want fuck, you just want talk marriage. Baby cabbage, sitting kissing in the tree. Well, I'll be piping them down inside of hoopies. Like longer, harder, this mob shit stronger than all of y'all. Weak music, we conquer. We conquer, we conquer. Overpower and crush, come and get washed up. We conquer, overpower and crush those opposed our stuff. We conquer, overpower and crush, come and get washed up. Overpower and crush, come and get washed up.
The space of unique A song. I know you'd rather I be strong and not waste time to mourn. They say that life goes on, especially when I see the face of your firstborn. When he's rocking on stage with no shirt on, or in the hotel lobby getting those birds on. Through our seas, we can all reach eternity. Peace and blessings. Have a safe journey. I have dreams of us laughing, drinking beer, chasing girls, fill the world with our ideas. Then I wake up and look up and you're not there. But in my third eye, I know that you're still here. Because through our seas, we all reach eternity. Peace and blessings, it's just another journey.
Breaks my heart, cause I will never see you again. It breaks my heart, cause I will never see you again.
Coming in on my mind, in a are broken places where you eventually find this pain on both sides, which you can't deny. Memories of you and I take us back in time, where we used to be together. No matter the stormy weathers, I will remember where nothing could ever break us apart. And sometimes we get under the pressure cause people jealous, but your memory will be here forever, kept in my heart. This your more than you ever know. Me and you inseparable, never do we let it show. It's so hard to let you go, thought it would last forever. Guess I was wrong, and time goes by so fast, and now you're gone.
Breaks my heart, cause I will never see you again. It breaks my heart, cause I will never see you again. And my heart aches, cause I will never see you again. You're gone. Sorrow and liquor. Tell me how can I live without you now that you're gone. I will live my whole life. Ooh, yeah, yeah. I don't want this no more. Cause I will never see you again. No, no, no. It breaks my heart.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com. All right, so the fight to talk about right now is the just passed was Marquez versus Pacquiao. It just passed just last evening.
Yeah.
So I was at the sports bar. I was having a couple drinks, and Blaze, you wouldn't be amazed. I had like 4 or 5 drinks, and your boy Jay was just feeling real nice.
Feeling lovely, you know
how Jay Love does it.
Absolutely.
But one of the things that struck me with this fight, and it was evident to most of the people in the large bar and grill, was that Marquez got robbed. Because it wasn't as if at the very least it should have been a draw. But I think for watching the fight and seeing how aggressive he was, and he was really taking the fight to Pacquiao, and I think that Pacquiao lost that fight. I don't know if you had a chance to watch it or watch a replay of it.
I watched the download of part of it today. It was kind of a, you know, it was a good fight. I mean, that's the first thing I'm gonna say. It's a good fight, so we can't complain too much, especially lately, given the status of fights. And also, if you compare what happened in the UFC about last night, yeah, a minute four, and Dos Santos rocked Velasquez.
Yeah.
You know? So I mean, a minute four versus a full bout. Man, you know, I don't like to be one of those people who says boxing's fixed, but because I don't believe these guys are willing to, give up and stuff like that. But I'm gonna say this: I think that was a setup to make sure that there's no reason that Mayweather and Pacquiao don't fight. There's too many people whose pockets would be infinitely fatter as a result of that fight ever happening, or the prospect of that fight happening continues to fuel some of the pay-per-view buy-ins. So I don't know. I think the only way Marquez wins that fight is he knocks Pacquiao down and or out. That didn't happen. You know, people say you got to beat the champ. You can't win against the champ. You got to beat.
And I'll be honest, that's where a few people, as they were going out, that's what they were saying. They said, in order to be the champ, you got to beat the champ. You can't just eke out a win. And there might be a little bit to that. But real quick, before we get into a couple of joints, that the UFC on Fox, that was a big, big hedge of your bets, putting them to the middle of the table. Fox decided to buy into the UFC and what Dana White is selling. And that was not a good start, because that's not what you want for your first entree into the world of MMA, and that was Dana White's worst nightmare, what happened last night.
You know, but the only thing is, I'm kind of the ilk that it wasn't necessarily the best showing for a media front,
But in terms of reality, that's really what you kind of get when you, you know, when you're talking about UFC. There's times where, and MMA in general, I won't just say general with that, you know, with the UFC brand. You know, MMA is like that. It's you know, one time you'll see a match go, you know, full three rounds, and you'll see just, I mean, battling, you know. Then the next time you'll see the match last a minute and a half, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's what drives people's attention to it, is less the, you know, the constant pummeling as much as it is the, you know, the fact that if you turn away from this match, you may very well miss the whole thing.
That's true.
And the worst part is I had planned to watch it and didn't get to the TV in time. So I mean, that's but I honestly think that the excitement that built up to it, you know, the amount of interest and intrigue will continue to drive. You know, there's no way that happens every time they do an event on Fox, and I think Fox knows that. I think there was probably a ton of people watching that fight, even though it was a minute and a half or a minute and 4 seconds. Still, you can't beat that.
Indeed, well, anybody can get it when it comes to the world of MMA, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Anybody can get it at any time.
Exactly. So we're going to get into a couple tracks right now. We're going to do a double shot with Casual. The first one is Casual featuring Tajay. It's called Shrimp Fried Rice. The next one is called Alligator Gumdrops Jelly Beans. So Casual, double shot, you're listening to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com.
Yes, sir.
What we need, man, that's what we do too, you know what I mean? We bring what hip-hop need, you know what I mean? We listen, we find what is missing, and we manifest that.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Casual beats by the left. One, two, one, two. Sun Tzu, Kung Fu, run through, one, fool. Come through, gun new, with belligerent dumb crew. Never acting niggerish, fat, kill the gibberish. Comedic aesthetics for pathetic genetics. My chivalry delivery kills the negativity. I'm cold as dry ice. See, God broke the mold, said he never would try twice. Still sign a deal if I get my price and make a quick meal, shrimp fried rice. Get 5 mics, it's Casual, baby. You can see me smile after you pay me.
When they hate me, that's cause they ain't me. Yeah, they ain't me, that's who they can't be. I make money, the money don't make me. We stick and move in the streets to stay free. When they hate me, that's cause they ain't me. Yeah, they ain't me, that's who they can't be. I make money, the money don't make me. Moving the streets to stay free.
More jewels than Tutankhamun, but I'm rhyming laser sharp lyrics that cut out diamonds. You wanna be hard, you need something to solidify ya. But you keep blowing air like a humidifier. You've been a liar. Last time you seen a gangster, you was at the station trying to identify ya. Trying to be hard, I meant they soft. I bless you in a fresh new kente cloth and an African medallion, red, black, and green in it. The city I'm seen in it, 6'7 Chevelle. Yeah, your boy leaning it. Nephew and the queen looking clean in it. She had shepsu.
When they hate me, that's cause they ain't me. Yeah, they ain't me, that's who they can't be. I make money, the money don't make me. We stick and move in the streets to stay free. When they hate me, that's cause they ain't me. Yeah, they ain't me, that's who they can't be. I make money, the money don't make me. They can move in the streets to stay free.
Dallas and Thomas, everybody ballin'. Let the loud mouths call it. Be quiet, retarded, trying to avoid an audit. Often this bitch brought it. The grizzly get applauded in the back office. Backwards offered a back of office. My noggins is black mamas. Bonkers, they black mongers. Shake noggins in places the fakes ain't conquered. Side knockers get faced and vacate on them. Stay pumping, pop the hustle in my hemoglobin. Take up in spots, your buses wouldn't dream of going. Break ducks on plots and get to crap dusting. Trust me, the structure larger than just ducats. So do you, cause you cussin'.
When they hate me, that's cause they ain't me. Yeah, they ain't me, that's who they can't be. I make money, the money don't make me. We stick and move in the streets to stay free. When they hate me, that's cause they ain't me. Yeah, they ain't me, that's who they can't be. I make money, the money don't make me. We stick and move in the streets to stay free.
Ha ha ha!
drops jelly.
Yeah, they say
alligators gum drops jelly.
They say
alligators gum drops jelly.
When they see my shoes, my chain and rings, they say
alligators gum drops jelly.
Yeah, we ride
alligators gum drops jelly.
We ride
alligators gum drops jelly.
Yeah, when we slide down the rail, you know we clean. We ride
alligators gum drops jelly.
They say
alligators gum drops jelly.
They say
alligators gum drops jelly.
I'm on everything. He hella clean. Chain colorful like a bowl of jelly beans. And the earrings look like jawbreaker shoes from the Florida Everglades. I never sway. If your chick just asks who's rhyming, she probably the type to think sapphires are blue diamonds.
Straight about the group home with alligator boots on. Hop up in the two-tone. It's parked around the corner though. Finally whipped the chain out. About to hit the corner store. Read my ghetto pass and said anywhere you wanna go. Reptilian Candyman, I mean.
Alligators, gumdrops, jelly beans.
When we slide down the red, you know we clean. We ride
alligators, gumdrops, jelly.
They say
alligators, gumdrops, jelly.
They say
alligators, gumdrops, jelly.
When they see my shoes, my chain and rings, they say
alligators, gumdrops, jelly.
We ride
alligators, gumdrops, jelly.
We ride
alligators, gumdrops, jelly.
Off in Vegas, he stepped to the table. Like what we betting, fam? Shit, even the sweatpants to betting lamb. The skin iller than your thin chin. Chiller killer, we spend thriller, the price tag of windmiller. I'm talking real estate, dealer plate, son, if you affiliate, it's the red carpet. Fuck the economy, cause we still making money phenomenally in a dead market. Honestly, niggas honor me, cause I'm a G, gotta be, cause he represented retardedly. Ain't nothing you can say when we on the scene, we rock
alligators, gumdrops, jelly.
Yeah, when they see my shoes, my chain and rings, they say
alligators, gumdrops, jelly.
We rock
alligators, gumdrops, jelly.
Yeah, we rock
alligators, gumdrops, jelly.
When we slide down the rail, you know we clean, we rock
alligators, gumdrops, jelly.
They say
alligators, gumdrops.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. So we are back. You know, we have to get into the roll call. Make sure you hit up the forums. Let us know how you feel, what you're thinking when it comes to Microphone Masters. Support the DubCNN Radio Network. You can hit us up. Follow us on Twitter at Mike Masters Radio, M-I-C Masters Radio. And you can email us at MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend and all that good stuff, because we are definitely trying to spread the word of not only good music, but just good conversation. So without any further ado, we're going to get into a couple joints. I found this one, and I'm glad I found it, because for some reason I lost this in the midst of cassette tapes and whatnot. This one is by The Alcoholics. It's called Relieve Yourself. Alcoholics, one of my favorite groups. And Blaze and I, just a peek between behind the curtain, we had an interesting interview. Conversation one-on-one back when we were doing terrestrial radio with Tash when he came into the studio. Tash gets drunk, and that is no joke.
Tash gets drunk and becomes a whole different person. Like, I don't even want to call it, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to say, he was just drunk, you know how it is. Nah.
Tash gets drunk and becomes an entire different individual. Like, I mean, and when you think about it, there were questions we were asking him as a member of the legendary Alcoholics that he had no idea who we were even talking to.
So, I mean, I had a good time. It was enjoyable. I mean, our producer slash boss didn't take kindly to some of his comments, but I felt like it was one of the funniest experiences I had in that particular realm.
Hilarious.
You cannot lose right there, dude.
So it's called Relieve Yourself, and then the Stack Bundles is called Squad-ish. So Alcoholics, Stack Bundles. We'll be right back. You're listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
Anything you could do, I could do faster. When I'm on the microphone, I rock this shit without no pressure. Cause I stuck my 40 ounce past the bouncer with a stun gun. I got to get some lyrics off my chest, let me run one. Cause who's bad? Not Michael Jackson when I asked him.
Yeah.
I even rocked the mic for 7 days for Tony Braxton. It's the list. Rockin' like the 6.6. So while I be scooping bitches, you rush the skin flicks. For real.
real. I got more skills than the occupation center. I got your girl cooking my dinner. Action, lights and cameras ain't needed. Indeed, it's the nigga that be getting rappers heated. I'm J-Ro, and my style is talking in the mold. My rhyme is so hot, you got to stop, drop, and roll. I used to wear releases, I hate police the pieces. Oh Jesus, my style is slick like pork pieces.
And now I can't hold it in, I gotta let it all out. Let it all out, let it all out. I can't hold it in, I gotta let it all out. Let it all out. I can't hold it in, I gotta let it all out. Let it all out, let it all out. I can't hold it in, I gotta let it all out. Let it all out.
I get in them when I send them, the alcoholic venom. I'll fold your clothes with your body still in them. The rhymes I got, hit like Ronnie Lott. The only way you take my spot is with a shot. I grab rappers by the hand and make sure they understand that the king's great J-Ro, the man, a nigga who stays in the old school way. And just like sun rays, I can make it day. We got more soul than James Brown, the platform Adidas. The liquid crew, we coming new like Adidas. So run, tell your granny, your pops, and your girl. Niggas like me gon' rule the world. So all aboard the J-Ro train, the funky town. Express from the west, so it's best that I clown.
I bust again and style south on down to Beck's Brew. I got more fame than Jane and Jane. I hold mics like Donahue, cause I'm committed. Admit it, you was too legit to quit it. You was dancing with the corners, now you can't get busy with it. With the vintage, oh, go getting dusty in the cellar. I throw my shit deeper than Jeff Hosteller. So yo, what you got? Cause goddamn it's hot. It's the rough rhyming out to up in your nice spot. So ease up off my line and let me rhyme. I lose you like the jewelry that that bitch can't find on BET. But yo, it don't take a secret psychic. Cause even in the future, I'ma freak it when I'm mic.
And now I can't hold it in, I gotta let it all out. Let it all out, let it all out. I can't hold it in, I gotta let it all out. Let it all out. I can't hold it in, I gotta let it all out. Let it all out, let it all out. I can't hold it in, I gotta let it all out. Let it all out. I can't hold it in, my friend, the Knicks get the most clout. We be scoring points like Michael Irvin on the post route. Don't bring me to the party, because I'm just spoiling. I'll be hurling on your rug, I won't make it to the toilet.
I can't hold it in, I gotta speak my mind. I usually crack a brew when it's time to rhyme. Bust my flows for my homies, and I'm proud to admit I was rocking beats with Kane Gold. Yo, I can't hold it in, it's like the smoke from the reefer. I call this girl a bitch, and now she thinks she Queen Latifah. But the rough man, tough man, wins the conversation, cause all she'll ever be to me is just a bitch from out of state.
I can't hold it in, I get fly from the get-go. Around to hit you high, my man Tash, you come and hit though. I get so gifted like three clones of Moses Malone, standing on the top of two tall tones.
I can't hold it in, cause I just can't bear it.
Yeah.
I'm sick of all the whack niggas getting all the merit. So slow down the mic, get slippy when it's wet. I see a gang of spittin', ain't heard nothing fresh yet. I can't hold it in, I gotta let it all out. Let it all out, let it all out. I can't hold it in, I gotta let it all out. Let it all out. I can't hold it in, I gotta let it all out. Let it all out, let it all out. I can't hold it in, I gotta let it all out. Let it all out.
Believe it.
I'm invested in raw,
investing in
raw. Niggas ain't got a clue when I'm Ernesto Shaw. Confidence might scare them, can't show them I'm eager.
Nah.
Eating off a roll boy like leave it to fever.
Real.
Cause the checks ain't cleared yet,
nah.
Neck ain't cleared yet.
Nah.
And the basketball courts ain't big enough for a Learjet.
Shit.
Since the banks let me borrow some change, I'm in something European like a foreign exchange. With armor all dishes you can't fit in your china cabinet. Snow bunny with a china habit.
Right.
Knocking my shit, feeling so established.
Right.
Cartier specs and the finest fabrics. I'm so fly that the mirror salty. Gotta blame it on God, how dare y'all fuck it. Already on the bottom, only one way to go up. Most old niggas are snitches, I'm never growing up.
Nah.
Some say I'm childish cause I keep my tags on. Fuck it, I say it's stylish cause I'm getting my brag on. If I don't stun on them, who the fuck will?
Who's
male citizen, you seen the citizens for real? I'm a conversation away from inking. Laughing at execs cause they ships are sinking. Funny thing about it, me and most of them friends couldn't work nothing out cause they tight with their ends. But
No hard feelings, this here's business. Niggas owe me a 1 month with interest. The next move, Mr. Riot Regime. Get involved or get revolved, there's nothing between. Shoot! You're riding a 5 or banging a 6 to scream. You nickel and dime or moving them bricks to scream. You walking the tears or hugging the strip to scream. If you a gangster, then empty a clip and scream.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Yo, so we have come to the end of another episode. We are getting closer and closer to the wonderful Thanksgiving holiday, man. I'm not going to fall prey to just gorging myself because I've been working out the last couple months and I don't want to let it all go to ish because I decide to gorge myself on Thanksgiving. But I am looking forward to, if you had to think of something when it comes to Thanksgiving before we head out, what is a dish that you're looking forward to? Me, it's macaroni and cheese. My wife doesn't make it that often throughout the year, so I know she's going to be making the homemade macaroni and cheese, so I'm really looking forward to that. What about
you? I'm going to be straight with you. I mean, because I'm kind of in the same boat, I'm trying to look to see if I can drop 20 or 30 pounds in about 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
And so I've changed my eating habits almost entirely, unfortunately. But you know, I am going to, you know, cheat. That's gonna be my cheat day. Thanksgiving is. But to be honest, bro, I'm only really looking forward to the meat. And the dressing. I will say, I like dressing. I know a lot of people are a little indifferent about dressing, but I dig dressing.
Okay, I got to ask you this question because we've never had this conversation. My wife, she calls me, it was about a week and a half ago, real excited because she had made a dish that she thought I would really thoroughly enjoy. And so I said, okay, well, what is it? Because obviously I was a little bit skeptical. And so I get home and it's pig feet. I don't eat pig feet.
No.
But the thing is, she spent the time. She called my mom to get whatever recipe to try to make this. So I tried to eat it. For one, I don't like pig feet. But for number two, there wasn't enough meat around big knuckles.
Right.
So what? I don't like pig feet, and I don't like chitlins either.
I don't like none of that.
So that's one of the things I wanted to ask because
I don't eat none of that. Like my mom makes all that stuff. You know, she makes pig feet. She goes and gets the chitlins and everything. She hooks it up like, you know, normal black people Thanksgiving type of thing. I do not eat that stuff. I never have, and I never will. I can go as far as to say I've never actually even tried pig feet. I just looked at it and it's like negative.
Yeah.
Chitlins, no, negative. And then triple that though. Nowadays even more so, I won't even touch it. For one because I don't eat a lot of pork as it is. And then like in my mind, that's like the worst part of the pork to eat. You know, like I mean chitlins especially. You know, even though they clean up, my mom is meticulous about it. She cleans them and everything. It's just the worst part of the pig to eat. If you're gonna eat pig, just eat, you know, at least eat the good parts of the pig. Like, I mean, like, a reason why I like ham so much, or Thanksgiving ham, because it's just, I mean, that's a total different cut of meat. And you can kind of trim the fat away from it so that it's not, you know, ridiculous levels of fat. But no, I don't do that.
We're on the same page with that, man. So on that note, we will catch you next episode. On behalf of Blaze Rock, I am Jay Love. And we're going to send you out with this one by Tanya Morgan featuring Blue. It's called Morgan Blue. But we're going to check y'all next time, next episode. We'll see you next time. Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Now you can.
Singing on bitch.
You say I'm
fucking
you.
Bitch. Wait, was that his? Is it true? Better question, is it he? Was it BL in the place, ladies and gents? I would like to reintroduce some of you too. But more importantly, Tanya Morgan, please.
beats. Hold your applause till the homie stops recording. And hold your draws till the promoter drops the 40 G's. Beats still real sporty things. Pleased to meet each of you tonight. Drop the spotlight. Drinks on the house. Mi casa, su casa. Blue got you, baby. Pop the pain. Now we straight. Crazy 83, baby. I'm way behind some of you. Nose to nose with most of you. But I don't mind. That's the crown fit me cozy. Coke line, cosign. Let's go find that exit or get clothesline. Bruh, it's over for your kind. Kinda like a world gone blind. Leading blind mice to the mic before they meet Christ. And I'm like Jesus. And y'all like Jeezy, right? My manager's like, please be nice on this feature. And I'm like, I'm always nice. Like Greg, I like eggs in bed. I like pie between legs that spread. Nice like head. Cause that's nice, right? Yeah, nice like that. Except I don't give it. I get it. Grey Goose, watermelon, Arizona, Limpton. Iced tea pimpin'. I got a pin, y'all a page that I can't wait to buzz. Plug to the main source so I can't fake the thump. Can't hate the rump. Southern Cali dump. You would swear Lil Jon was inside of the trunk. But it wasn't, it was us, and I'm living with my mama. Shawnee, Morgan, and her friends, yo, name is Tanya.
Her boyfriend's Johnny and a fish called Wanda. Wacky neighbor ill when the milkman bonds her. Little on the shy side, but I seen the brother stage dive off a high rise, giving high fives. Step aside, wise guy, you a small fry on peas nuts, like at Five Guys, living five lives. Four of them are whoring, and the fifth one's following. Kick drum body, and until I'm done proper. Classify your classic like Christmas and Hollis, or the Christmas is Wallace, minus Sydney Puff Polish. P was never regional, was FB seasonal. SB sneakers and the mother freaking Pikachu. Now I'm skinny Biggie with a 20 key mini and a pretty freak bitty that I met in Queen City. And she got on the pill after 23 Jimmys, cause I got enough sons and they all want a penny.
I rep Sin City to the fullest, shot me out like a bullet to the world. Through the booth, through your girl, through the stoplight. I get around, get some Pac light. All eyes on me, feels like I'm in a spotlight. But I'm not, cause I got like Christ-like hindsight, 2020, but I got the foresight. The match, strike the match, I'm the fire bringer. Blue flame, lame, flesh the frame, I'm a fire breather. With an H2O flow that turns to snow when I'm cold. Dope boys say I'm coke for the soul. Fans automatic, dope addicts when I go at it. Girls cling with no static. Had to kick them old whole habits, but it's hard to break, so guard the day. I see her nipples and her bras opaque, so I ain't got x-ray vision. But I know your girl feels triple x-rated when she listens. And she switching like my style do, change it up to make you hang it up. Gotta wear a noose if you wanna hang with us. Like the clan leaving to get hanging is my favorite pastime. Cause most of them are whacking in my last line. Flatline, Ilias is dead, he just a voice in my head. I yell, it's taking over, king of kings, no bling bling. Got bars like Sing Sing, my stars the I Ching. Go hard like Springsteen. I was born in the USA, and I'm over your head like Pat Boone's toupee. All of the crews make way, cause the sunlight and moonlight, today's our day. Hallelujah when I do your rip through your light. Kruger or a wild cougar or the night by the beam of light. I maneuver through the screams of hype, and it seeming like we just touched down in the game, and I'm screaming hype.
And it be seeming like all I want is gleaming nights. Rather nice than blinging nights, but my life gave me a bite. Low on green got me going green. Blowing green, I ain't really did that shit since Bowling Green. But I cleaned up to be on my own. Knuckled up while the rest of these chumps bitched and moaned. So I'm a sad not Harley, departed from the party. Pity tough titty, and they all exposed party. That'll make a bad situation seem seductive. Plan to make plans, man, that's all you came up with. Guess who came up? It's Don Will from College Hill. Schooled in the game and I ain't paid for college. Still gladly I'll be Aggie at my arm promoted badly. Rather be than trying to be promoted at a J-O-B. But this time around I'm writing more than rhymes down. I just jot them if I got them, but the plan's lined out. Demand lines out around the corner for blocks. They charge for all performance time, Warner for watch. I ain't down and out and down about nothing Donald's putting out. And drowning out the rounds and downs by learning more and finding out. Barely blew about the biz, embarrassed by how bad it is. But bearing with the book again, bringing through, I'm bound to win. Pray before I snap again, cause man, we some albums in. But all y'all wanna talk about is moonlight, time of the